Chapter 16. Erla, Brixta for You've Got to Be Kidding Me. We're about to order at El Dente when Jennifer asks my dad if he knows what polpetti is. Meatballs, I say, studying my menu.
And pesci?
Miri takes a sip of water.
Fish.
Are you guys taking Italian this year?
My dad asks. No, we say. Miri kicks me under the table.
How did we know that?
She whispers.
I have no idea.
But how cool! I speak Italian. I'm so impressed, Jennifer says. What does this mean? She points to an item in the menu. Miri pushes back my chair.
Rachel, come with me to the bathroom for a sec.
Certamente,
I reply. Prissy thumps her tiny hands against the table.
Me too! Pony ride to the bathroom!
No ponies at the restaurant, Jennifer barks. Would you girls mind taking her?
Whatever,
Miri says, rolling her eyes. Jennifer bites into a breadstick.
How do you say thank you?
Grazie, we respond, then look at each other. I'm thinking maybe we should stop answering translation questions before Jennifer starts giving us weird looks. Prissy grabs hold of our hands and drags us toward the bathroom.
How do you say pretty?
Carina,
Miri says. Miri, I warn.
Tell me I'm pretty,
Prissy says.
Tell me I'm pretty.
I open the door. You're pretty.
No! Tell me I'm pretty in Italian.
How crazy was that? I say to Miri. I guess the spell works for more than just Brixta.
I wonder if it works for every language.
Miri pushes Prissy into an empty stall.
P.
Now. I hope it works for French, too. That would certainly make studying for my upcoming test easier.
You have to put paper down on the seat for me, Prissy orders. Mommy says so.
Miri lines the seat while muttering,
Rompi coglioni.
I could translate that, but I won't. It's not very nice. Back at my dad's, we decide to call Wendolyn to see what she can tell us about the Babel potion. I try to encourage Miri to call Corey, but she's too embarrassed. Obviously, I'm not calling Adam. Wendolyn's voicemail clicks on. No answer. Should we text her? Or get in touch on mywitchbook.com?
Just leave a message, Miri says. It's already 10. She's probably out doing fun magic stuff.
Hi, Wendolyn. It's Rachel Weinstein. If you could call me back when you have a chance. Boom! There's a blast of cold, and Wendolyn appears in the center of our room.
Hi, guys!
Miri and I both shriek.
You called?
Wendolyn asks.
You scared me,
Miri says. Wendolyn, I say, what did I tell you about appearing? She smiles sheepishly.
I thought that since we weren't at school, it was okay.
It isn't. Normal teenagers do not appear in other teenagers' bedrooms. Here's how it works. I call you. You call me back. We make plans. You do not just appear. She digs her heel into the carpet.
Sorry.
Keep your voice down, I order. My dad is right on the other side of the wall. Wendolyn sits on the edge of Miri's bed.
I'd love to meet him.
Not gonna happen, I snap. Anyway, we have a question. Have you ever used the Babel potion?
Oh, I love the language potion.
You've used it before? I ask.
Mm-hmm. I spent a week in Rio during sixth grade. I would have preferred to learn Portuguese more organically, but...
When you used it, could you understand every language or just Portuguese? I ask, cutting her off.
Just Portuguese, but I've heard that the spell has evolved. Let me ask my friend Imogene. She might know.
Gwendolyn snaps her fingers.
Imogene?
The lanky girl appears beside Gwendolyn.
Hello,
she says with a thick British accent. What? Now we're having a party? Have these people never heard of the phone?
You're up, Gwendolyn says. Isn't it like 3 in the morning in London?
It absolutely is. I was playing on that dreadful My Witch book. Have you tried the iSpell application? I'm obsessed.
Hello again,
Imogene says to me, then turns to Miri.
Lovely to meet you. What can I do for you?
She asks Gwendolyn.
Do you know if the Babel potion works for multiple languages?
She sits down beside Gwendolyn.
Have you checked the book?
She snaps her fingers, and her copy of the spellbook materializes in the center of the room. The cover is decorated with pink and silver glitter. I'm so jealous. I want mine to be all sparkly.
Miri? Rachel?
We hear from outside. My dad knocks on the door.
Can I come in?
Disappear, I tell Gwendolyn and Imogene. They look at me in confusion. Without thinking, I open the closet door and motion for them to hurry inside. They follow, intrigued.
Is there a secret passageway back here?
Gwendolyn asks. Yep. See if you can find Narnia, I say before firmly closing the closet behind me.
Come in,
I say, trying to keep my voice even. My dad opens the door.
Everything okay in here? It sounded like you were screaming.
I was just showing Rachel a new Taekwondo move,
Miri says. Quick thinking, Miri, or Jal Hesayo. That means good job in Korean.
Are you guys going to sleep soon?
He looks from me to Miri, then down at Imogene's pimped-out copy of A-Squared. Uh-oh. His forehead wrinkles.
What's that?
Huh?
I say, stalling.
That book,
he says, transfixed by it. Miri gives me a meaningful look. She wants to tell him, right here, with Gwendolyn and Imogene in the closet. I shake my head. No, no, no.
Dad, there's something we've been wanting to tell you,
she begins.
She's going to tell him. What if he freaks out? What if he's scared of us? What if he looks at us differently? What if he doesn't love us anymore?
He fell out of love with Mom, a little voice inside me says. What's stopping him from doing the same with us? Miri clears her throat.
Last February, Mom told us that...
No, I can't let her. We needed to keep a scrapbook.
Dad's eyes dart between me and Miri.
Yes, I continue. Mom said that we need to better catalog our lives. So we're creating memories, photos, poems, drawings, and taping them into that book.
That sounds like a fun project,
Dad says.
It is, I say. It's great fun. Lots of bonding. I'm wondering if you kept the bill from tonight's dinner. I thought I could put it in.
He scratches his head.
Sure, I'll save it for you.
Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
I force a smile.
Good night, girls. Love you.
He closes the door.
Love you,
Miri calls.
Love you,
I say, then whisper fiercely at my sister.
I'm so mad at you. You're mad at me?
She throws up her arms.
I'm mad at you. That was the perfect opening to tell him.
It's not just up to you, I say, and storm out of the room. I'm done talking about this. I'm getting washed and going to sleep. Miri follows me into the bathroom, where we brush our teeth, floss, and scrub our faces. We can't tell him. We don't know how he'd react. I mean, I know he wouldn't really stop loving us the way he stopped loving Mom. He's our dad. And it's not like he stopped loving Mom because he found out about the witch stuff. He never even knew. Wait a sec. Is it possible that he stopped loving her because he never knew? Because she was keeping such a big secret from him? I think this over as I make my way back to my room, drop my clothes in a pile on the floor, and pull a new pair of pajamas out of a drawer. I'm about to get into bed when I remember Wendolyn and Imogene. They probably zapped themselves home by now. They can't still be in our closet. Wendolyn? I whisper. Imogene? You're not here, are you? No answer. Miri slides open the closet door and gasps. Our closet is now huge. They've turned it into a den. They're lounging on a long L-shaped couch.
What did you do?
I squeal, leaping off my bed.
It was a bit cramped in here, Imogene says.
We'll change it back,
Wendolyn says. I step inside.
They zapped up a flat screen. Excellent.
It's not Narnia, I say, spreading out beside them. But it's not bad. On Sunday night, I stay up way too late talking to Tammy. She tells me that things were even weirder with her and Bosch. They were quickly running out of things to talk to. I tell her that no matter what happens, she'll be okay. And who knows, I say. Even if you guys break up now, you could still get back together one day. Maybe when you're in college.
Maybe. I don't know. If you want to know the truth, I think we're going to break up for good.
That's so sad.
I know, huh? She sighs. Let's talk about something else. Tell me about your weekend.
I wish I could tell her about the Eiffel Tower, or about class in Arizona, or about my fake den, or about becoming multilingual. I wish I could tell her about everything. My heart skips a beat. Could I? She loves magic stuff. She wouldn't think I was a freak. She plays with sharks. She won't be afraid of me. Maybe I could tell her. Maybe I should. She's my BFF. Isn't that what a BFF is for? To be your friend no matter what? Although, well, Jewel was my BFF too, wasn't she? And look how well that turned out. What if Tammy went the way of Jewel? What if she too is more of a BFFN, best friend for now? I could always tell her and then give her a forgetting spell if we stopped being friends. No, that won't work. Spells on people only last a few months. If I gave her something to forget the truth, it would rub off. I would have to keep giving it to her again and again and again.
Rachel? You still there?
Yeah, sorry. What was I saying? I forget.
I ace my French test on Monday morning.
Quelle surprise!
I check the spellbook, and apparently I can speak every language in the world for the next few months. I'm for sure going to get an A in French this semester.
Wahoo!
I wonder if I can speak computer languages, too. I bet if I took C++, I could get an A++. At lunch, Raph and I sit together eating burnt mac and cheese.
How's your mouth feeling?
He asks. You mean because of the mac and cheese?
No,
he laughs.
Because of your trip to the dentist. You were there on Saturday?
Right. The dentist really wasn't my best lie. Do I want him thinking about my bacteria-riddled mouth when he's kissing me? No, I do not. But what else am I supposed to tell him? The truth? Right. He'd either think I was crazy or he would run screaming. Most people would. Look at how everyone reacted to Wendolyn, and they all thought she was kidding. No one wants to date a freak.
So, are we hanging out after school?
I ask. He looks at me strangely.
He just totally zoned out and didn't answer my question. The dentist?
Oh, all good.
I wave my hand to change the subject. Back to plants.
What do you want to do?
He rips open a packet of mustard and squeezes it onto his food.
A bunch of people are heading to Washington Square Park. We could go.
What are you doing?
I ask, gesturing to his food.
Adding mustard?
To mac and cheese? He grins.
That is so disgusting. Condiments do not go on mac and cheese. Ketchup, maybe, but even that is kind of gross.
I'm teasing him, but for some reason, seeing him eat this weird mustard and mac and cheese concoction, fills me with hope. Why? Because it's weird. Raph does weird things too, just like me. He talks to the TV, doesn't he? I don't like him any less because he has quirks, do I? Definitely not. I like him even more. Maybe he would like me more if he found out my one little quirk.
Wanna try? He asks. You know you want a taste.
He spears a noodle with his fork and waves it at me.
Pretend it's an airplane.
I open up, and he scoops it inside.
See, Raph? I am open to new things.
The new thing almost makes me gag.
Not bad,
I lie, washing it down with a gulp of juice.
I'm happy to share the rest of my mustard,
he says, waving his leftover packet. Give it to me, baby, I say with a wink. Gwendolyn approaches our table.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, Raph.
Hi, I say. Didn't I rule against her sitting with me? At least she looks almost normal now in her new jeans.
I, too, am sporting a new outfit today. My new black jeans and sweater. Yeah, I know I was supposed to leave them at my dad's, but come on. That would have been a huge fashion waste.
I have a question, she says, sitting down.
Shoot,
Raph says.
Why is Cassandra popular if no one likes her?
Raph laughs.
No, I'm serious, she says. Doesn't popular mean well-liked?
No, I say. It means people want to hang out with you. It means you get invited to lots of parties.
But why would anyone want her at a party if she's mean?
She's got me. I look at Raph and shrug. I don't know, but they do.
She's popular right now because she has power,
Raph says.
Fashion show tryouts are after school on Thursday, and she decides who makes it.
My heart sinks at the mention of the fashion show. I've seen the posters around school, but I've been pretending I haven't. Because if Raph tries out for the show, he's going to make it. Not only was he in it last year, he was amazing. He is a great dancer, he's super cute, and everyone loves being around him. He's definitely getting in. Of course, I'd rather he not get in, since fashion show rehearsals take up a ton of time. Time he'll be spending with Melissa, who I'm sure will also make the show. Perhaps I should give him an anti-dancing spell. Maybe I could make him hear one song when another is playing so his rhythm is off. No. What a terrible thing to think. I love him and want him to be happy. Of course, I could always test it out on Melissa.
So, once that's over, she'll stop being popular?
Gwendolyn asks.
Probably not, he admits.
But she's such a bully,
Gwendolyn says. I tense. What did she do to you today? She crosses her arms.
It's the way she says my name. It drives me nuts. She draws it out like it's an insult.
Tell her to back off,
Raph says.
No,
I say, giving Raph a warning look. Just ignore her.
I don't get these people,
she mutters.
I'll see you later.
She wanders off. So, I say to Raph, playing with my food, are you going to try out for the fashion show this year?
Not exactly,
he says. Oh, good, I say, relieved.
No, I'm not trying out because I don't have to. Cassandra said I don't need to try out. I'm automatically in.
Oh, so you want to be in the show?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not dying to do it again, especially if you won't be in it. But see, here's where it gets complicated. For some reason, she really wants me to be in it.
Because you're an amazing dancer, I say. He blushes.
I don't know about that, but she said that I was good last year and that she wants experienced sophomores in the show. And she said that if I did it, Kosa Coates could outfit the all-guys number.
Last year, half the guys in school showed up in the Hugo Boss bomber jacket one of the A-list guys had worn in the show. Great way to get your stuff noticed. Could you use one of your own designs?
If I wanted to, I guess. If they were good enough. What do you think? Should I do it?
No.
Yes. He nods.
You could do it, too.
No way, I say quickly. He takes another bite of his concoction.
Why not? We had fun last year.
We had a great time practicing. The show was a disaster.
So this time the show will be great.
No thanks, I say. I'm over it. Even if I wanted to be in the show, it's not like I have the time. I mash up my mustard mac and cheese. I have too much on my plate. That afternoon, on the way from English class, Tammy is talking about The Crucible, our next reading assignment, and I'm trying to change the subject. I haven't read it yet, but Mr. Johnson said it was about the Salem witch trials. I can't think of anything I want to do less than discuss the Salem witch trials in English class. Seriously, I'd rather have my eye poked out with a broomstick bristle. So I try to bring the conversation back to Animal Farm. Good old Animal Farm. I forgot Animal Farm at my mom's, I tell Tammy. Ib dul brink io misin. She looks at me strangely.
What did you just say?
Ib dul brink io misin. Wait, that didn't sound right. I was trying to say I had to stay up all night finishing it.
What is ib dul brink io misin?
She asks.
Ain't this gero to jigger nower?
That was supposed to be, why can't you understand me?
Rachel, are you speaking pig Latin or something?
Dortiu.
Ah, that was supposed to be, sorry. I can't speak English. What just happened? I think I'm speaking Brixta? How did that happen? What do I do now?
She peers into my face.
You're not choking on something, are you?
I shake my head.
Are you sure? Say something.
Gritty oj.
I'm fine. This is not good. I point to my throat and lift a finger, trying to motion that I'll be right back, and then I hurry to the bathroom. Inside, I thump my chest and try to cough up the Brixta. I turn to a random girl washing her hands beside me. Maybe I should see if it worked, and try to say hello. I take a deep breath, and then say,
ho!
Her eyes slit, and she mutters a not-so-nice word under her breath. Clue, it rhymes with witch.
Ho?
Ho is how you say hi in Brixta? I can't go around school telling random people ho. Arg! What is wrong with me?
I need Gwendolyn. I hurry through the hall, near the freshman row of lockers, hoping to spot her. Why is it that the one time I'm looking for her is the one time I can't find her? I try her cell, but no answer. Last time, she appeared when I called her. Appear, Gwendolyn, appear! I see Tammy across the hall, her forehead creased with worry. I wave.
What do I do? I can't go to class like this, can I?
I turn to escape down the stairs, but I spot Raph on his way up. I definitely can't talk to him like this.
Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to math I go.
I avoid speaking for the rest of the afternoon by claiming laryngitis. Not claiming exactly, since I can't speak, but by pointing to my throat and nodding emphatically when Tammy asks,
"Is it laryngitis?"
Unfortunately, my writing skills have also been compromised, so every time Tammy passes me a note, I have to respond with a doodle. I zap myself home between classes to look at A squared, but I can't figure it out. I need help. I finally find Gwendolyn by stalking her locker after the final bell. She shows up with her two new friends. I look up at her sheepishly.
Jedful! What's wrong?
To Froma,
I say, taking her arm and leading her back to the bathroom, in private. I spend way too much time in bathrooms. Perhaps Gwendolyn can whip up a Narnia for us at school so we can have a more comfortable place to chat? The stalls look empty, so I say,
Hot geosophy ki frot kirt tuzi,
which means,
for some reason, I can't speak English.
She looks into my eyes.
Since when?
Umpa ubel.
After lunch.
Did you eat anything funky? Besides the mac and cheese, I mean. That stuff is gross. This is why it's better to learn languages the old-fashioned way. Fewer complications.
Keep is kom Hindu ut fichi. Diut. Raf fir pitard biri. Tutsak vu treli?
The mustard. Raph's mustard. I don't see why any of those would affect the Babel potion.
She plays with the tip of her short hair.
I'm wondering if it's something else. A witch is supposed to speak from the heart, you know? And language is a tool to speak from the heart, to communicate what's inside. If you hide what's inside, the language gets tangled up. And if you're tangled, your words are tangled, especially if it has something to do with your magic. Following?
I shake my head.
You need to be honest and true.
I slap my palm against my forehead.
Ah!
Apparently, ah is the same in Brixta as in English.
Ig bin ik diki nor.
I'm as honest as I can be.
She looks at me dubiously.
Are you?
Yes, I'm not telling anyone anything, I huff in Brixta. Do you know how to fix me?
I may be able to whip something up if you come by after school. I'm hoping to be a potionist one day, you know.
Why am I not surprised?
That yitin Raf.
But I have plans with Raf.
Isht it fat an eagle.
What am I supposed to tell him? The truth?
Not.
I'll take the non-potentially life-altering fix, thanks.
Kif kifel fo tribe,
I tell her, miming the act of writing for her. I'll speak, you write. She zaps up a pen and paper. Normally, I would chastise her for using magic in school, but I think we're beyond that at this point. She translates my Brixta as follows.
Dear Raph, emergency tooth issue. Have to go back to the dentist. So sorry. I'll call you later. Let's hang out tomorrow after school instead.
I instruct her to use lots of exclamation points.
How should I sign it?
She asks.
Arg! There is no time to make such a potentially relationship-altering decision right now. XO? Hugs and wishes?
Not.
Love? He wrote love. I can write love, right? But that was on a birthday card, and this is at school.
A school note should not show as much affection as a birthday card.
A school note gets tossed.
A birthday card gets saved. LUV,
maybe?
Yes, LUV. I somehow managed to find the Brixta words to explain to Wendelin the difference between LOVE and LUV.
Are you going to give it to him?
She asks. Uga, I say, which means no, which makes me laugh.
Uga? That's supposed to be musical? Maybe for a band of gorillas.
I tell Wendelin, in Brixta, to slip it into Raff's locker. And off we go.